You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Recent allegations of wolf abuse in the southwest part of the state have drawn attention from around the world. Now, new records released by Wyoming Game and Fish help confirm some of those claims. KHOL's Dante Philpola-Ankeny reports.
Two videos show the gray wolf alive, but leashed and muzzled in the corner of a room, allegedly at the Green River Bar in Daniel.
Starting his legs on her.
He's getting ready to get up again.
Daniel resident Cody Roberts has been the subject of public scrutiny for weeks now for capturing the live wolf after allegedly hitting it with a snowmobile. Case files from Game and Fish confirm he brought it to his house and the local establishment, and then he killed it. Game and Fish has cited Roberts for possession of a live animal, but not for killing the wolf, since that's technically legal within the state's predator zone. Animal rights organizations in Wyoming and around the country are calling for further animal abuse charges, but the agency has said the state's animal cruelty laws do not apply to predators and are not seeking additional charges as of now. Sublette County announced Wednesday it's also investigating the case. Dante Philpola-Ankeny, KHOL News.
The last day to ride the Jackson Hole Airport Shuttle is this Sunday, and it's unclear if the bus will be running again next winter. Ridership numbers are well below what transportation officials said were needed to call the pilot a success. They saw an average of about 80 people a day when the goal was 120. In a press release, START in the Jackson Hole Airport said those numbers will be used to determine if a service will continue next winter. But those exact findings won't be released until this summer. Executive Director of the airport, Jim Elwood, says he believes many hope they'll find a way to resume, but
the numbers have been, based on what I've seen, have been good, but not great.
More than 8,000 riders used the shuttle over the span of the pilot, with close to half boarding at the airport and half in town. And START and the airport say survey results from halfway through the pilot showed that nearly all riders up to that point were satisfied with the service. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.